under the terms of the contract, we're not allowed to engage with the media without specific approval from Cambridgeshire County Council. They've been clear that they don't want us to do this. But having this occasion, contacted us and said they'd be pleased to talk to you.
And how do you feel about that? Because you have taken a real slating in the press. The Cambridgeshire County Council have had many an opportunity to put their side forward.
It's disappointing, but we don't choose to conduct our difficulties in public in the media. It's best to try and resolve them without doing that.
Let's go back to the earlier years, shall we, and try and remember what attracted you to building the busway in the first place. Why did Bam Nuttall want to get involved?
I think we see it's sort of civil engineering that fixes us. We're a major civil engineering contractor in the UK, one of the top five civil engineering contractors. This is a great piece of infrastructure in terms of what it represents for the industry. In terms of engineering, not making any comments about the debate about whether public think guided busways are right or not. I don't enter into that. But in terms of providing infrastructure, and it's the sort of thing that we felt we could do well and add value to. And I think our bid was accepted in a very positive manner, which was put forward, and the county were very proud of it in the early days.
I mean, this is literally, in every sense of the term, uncharted territory. How did you know you'd be able to do it?
For us, that's I think when you break down the civil engineering aspects of it, they're pieces of civil engineering that we can manage, that we can design the right sort of solutions for in terms of how we deliver it. Put the team forward to, and if you look at the sort of work that we've done over the years, you'll see that it tends to be more complicated engineering, bespoke civil engineering solutions. So I think you see this is the sort of thing that typically fits our portfolio of work. We bring different and innovative solutions to.
Would you agree now, 2010, with no completion date on the table, that things have gone wrong? Something's broken down somewhere along the line?
No, I mean, in terms of what we've constructed, we've actually, the manner in which we've solved the problems and the type of solution that we've put forward is as we originally intended. The reasons for the contract running as late as it's running are due to other issues that relate to the detail of the contract between ourselves and Cambridgeshire County Council, that we quite clearly believe that Cambridgeshire County Council hold the responsibility and liabilities for.
Try and break that down a bit for us. I know it's immensely complex, but people have heard of the six defects that are outstanding. The average layman may assume that once they're signed off, buses can be up and running. But come on, try and help us out here. Where have things gone wrong? Why aren't buses on the guided busway?
In terms of how the contract's gone for us, you know, we've built, in essence, the type of solution I talked about I'm going to build. So why the contract's running so late is due to complex issues that it's not appropriate to debate in public. We need to resolve those with Cambridgeshire County Council, and that is clearly going to take some time yet. The six alleged defects, and I say alleged because the county have not clearly demonstrated why they are defects, or that they are defects, we do not believe in our eyes have actually stopped the busway being opened, and we were quite clear that the busway could have been opened to buses about October last year, I think it was, when I took a trip down there with members of the County Council. And there's nothing in them that in any way affect the performance of the busway or the safety of the busway and the ability of the busway operators to use it.
Really? A flooded car park, St Ives, for example, that wouldn't affect the performance or the safety? Water coming down through a bridge?
Well, if you want to explain each one, I'll touch on each one if you like it.
Let's take those two as examples then.
Okay, St Ives Park and Ride is a quite a flat car park in terms of how car parks are designed. It's not flooded, if you can go and have a look at it. I don't know if you've been there to look at it. It's not flooded. It doesn't flood. It drains in the manner it was intended to drain. It's got some very tight constraints that are determined by a variety of things within the contract about how high we can raise things and how the drainage works and these sorts of issues, other issues around it. And that results in very slack gradients. So the water drains at a rate that's slightly slower than some other car parks, but I don't think you'll find any excessive ponding or anything in there, and certainly nothing prevents that car park being used. You're obviously free to go and look at it any time you choose. It's available for people to go and look at. It is built to the approved design, and the county have now decided they want something different, and we have yet to be able to resolve with the county exactly what they want and find something that fits the constraints within the contract.
Okay, and the bridge, water running down onto the steel girders?
Right, the bridge is, we're not going to get into detailed technical aspects of a bridge. This is a 10-span viaduct. It has a moving joint at one end. Bridges expand and contract. Over the expansion joint end at one end, you have to accommodate movement, and you have to accommodate how the structure crosses over that gap where it moves. This is a common sort of detail for structures. The solution that was designed, which is appropriate for the type of structure we're building in terms of the guided busway going over it, drains the water by letting the water run over the end of the bridge and collecting it into a gutter arrangement and channeling it away. This is a very low maintenance solution, and it's got very low risk of long-term liabilities in terms of causing problems in maintenance of the scheme in the future. Originally, this was approved by the county's representatives. They now seem to... we can't get the bottom of why they see it as a defect, but they want some other sort of solution. And we actually can't work out what they want that complies with the standards they want. So, and the sort of thing they've intimated that they want to us, we think is likely to bring longer-term liabilities. It's going to need more maintenance. It's more likely to give them a problem in a few years' time than the solution we've got, which really just basically allows the water to freely drain away. And once the gutter's in place, doesn't go near any steelwork. The only reason they made the comments about it splashing on steelwork was because they were looking at it in a partly constructed state.
Can the same be said for the other four defects? Is this just a matter of interpretation?
Yeah, I mean, all six of the alleged defects relate to engineering matters. And just remember that the design has been undertaken by two of, not just the UK's, but the world's leading designers in a joint venture between PB, which was Parsons Brinckhoff, and Arup, or you may know as Ove Arup. It's a joint venture that have designed this. There are design issues. There's nothing wrong. The designs have been signed off. The other issues are even more complex in their relation to design.
Going back to the tender stage, when you bid for this contract, you came up with a certain figure. Now, it's gone hugely over that. Not only the figure, but the time frame. Did you underbid to get the job in the first place? Were you naive as to what a project lay ahead as far as time constraints went?
No, we don't believe so. We're quite happy with the offer we put forward, and I think it's in the public domain what the other offers were as well, and certainly the other offer that was closely assessed, and I think you'll find that the numbers were very similar to ours.
You weren't the cheapest, you weren't the most expensive, were you? You're pretty much on par the two cheaper options, but why has it gone so far over budget?
Well, it goes back to the issues that I think we can't resolve here. It's to do with...
Design and build, is that it? It's unknown? You just don't know until you start?
No, it's to do with other issues that I think it's not appropriate to debate in the media here. They are issues to do with how the contracts were together and how information is supplied or not supplied and how which risks sit with the Cambridge County Council.
You must understand that people will hear that, though, and think, well, hang on, that's a dangerous precedent to set. You can say that for anything, and that essentially renders any kind of a quote irrelevant.
It's too complex to start opening up how this contract is constructed.
Has it surprised you how much it's gone over budget and how much longer it's taken?
It surprises if you wound the clock back 4 years. Yes, of course it has. We would never have entered into it if we thought it was going to go like this, even though we've constructed it well. It's not in our interest to enter into something we know that's going to go wrong. As it went wrong during the course of the contract, we could see the shape of what was happening, and we've been trying to engage with the county to somehow manage that and mitigate it with them. And that's been quite difficult.
My understanding from talking to you today is that if we're just taking the six defects as our tangible example for why this hasn't been signed off, why we don't have buses running now, you're saying they're not necessarily defects. The County Council are saying they absolutely are and that we can't have buses running on there. Is there an element of face-saving on your part? Bam Nuttall have dug in so deep now you can't backtrack?
At the end of the day, we're a professional supplier. If we've made a mistake, we'll stand up and say so. We're not aware of anything that's changed our position or in fact, advice from our designers. And as I say, these are design issues, so both PB and Arup are also right behind us as well. And in essence, they're the ones having to deal with these issues. I'm the one ultimately delivering it, but they provide the design for it, and they're quite clear as well that there's nothing wrong.
Just on a financial level, though, wouldn't it make financial sense for you to cut your losses, so to speak, get these six defects, whether they're defects or not, rectified? They're not earth-shattering expenses, are they? Get it done, get it signed off, move on to your next job.
Well, this is where it gets all more complicated, because we have, a year ago, we said to the county, when we couldn't even understand what the defects were about, we said to them, if you tell us what to do, we'll see if we can even do it for you. And the county won't even tell us what they think the solution is. Interesting aspect of this is that in the latest papers they've lodged, they're suggesting that they're going to get somebody else to correct two of the defects. I have said to them, I said, well, that's good, because you'll have to stipulate what needs doing, and if you could tell us that now, perhaps we could tell you whether we'll do it. We're quite clear, nothing should be done. It's perfectly serviceable, and the taxpayers' money should not be spent on digging up completed permanent works for which we have a full responsibility that we're not shirking.
There's a real stalemate here, isn't there? It's going nowhere fast.
Yeah, I agree with you. And we've been trying for over a year now to resolve these particular ones, and they've got nowhere. And yes, I agree that it's got stuck. We can't get any sort of meaningful engagement with the county on any of the six issues.
Has there been any legal resolution so far?
Not to the six issues. Within the contract has, we have taken some issues through adjudication process, which is something we've very rarely done in the course of a contract. In fact, I can't recall ever doing it during the course of a contract before, but we have taken some issues through a dispute resolution process, which is a private process between ourselves and the county, and that has resolved three issues. They were resolved in our favour and did result in monies being paid and interest payments being paid in those wrongful deductions. The fourth one reached a stalemate, and will ultimately go into the future process about how those things get resolved at some future time.
As I said earlier, you've taken a bit of a hit in the press. Did you feel some kind of exoneration through that then?
Well, we felt it. Exoneration. Yes, I mean, it felt it confirmed that our position was correct on those particular issues. So it was good for us in that respect. But I mean, it's not good and it's not resolved the problems on the contract, and it doesn't appear to have changed any other behaviours anywhere else along the way.
When a bus is going to be running? Are they ever going to run?
I think you have to ask the county council that. We're not in a position to determine when they'll run. That's with the Cambridgeshire County Council.
Do you still want to? Is your heart still in it?
In it, we're desperate to see it run, and my workforce are desperate. And in fact, I get asked by the workforce, when are we going to see buses run on here? Because they can't understand it either. The people who've built that job want to see it being used.
Inevitably, this is going to go to court, isn't it? Can you see that as being the only outcome?
Well, Cambridge have said that very publicly, that it's only going to resolve in the courts. So they appear to have made that decision. If we can find a way of resolving it without doing that, we would dearly like to, because that is more money going to be spent on lawyers and legal processes that could equally, you know, be saved and used for other things.
Ultimately then, and in a nutshell, the criticism that has been levelled towards you for the last 2 years, not justified?
No, we think it's very unfair and one-sided.
Will the busway work? Is it the right thing for the county?
Well, have you asked me to speculate on whether it's the right thing in terms of a transport solution? I've seen lots of press about that, and I think that's inappropriate for me to judge that. I mean, I personally think, at a personal level, it's a great piece of infrastructure. If I lived in the area, provided the buses were running on it every 5 or 6 minutes, I would definitely use it.
And in 10 years' time, we're going to see Bam Nuttall and Cambridge County Council getting into future ventures together?
I think that'll be up to Cambridge County Council. We work for all sorts of public authorities, and I would hope that we can resolve this in a manner that leaves the door open to work for Cambridge County Council in the future.